Hello, my name is Mark Hamilton. I'm the major investor with David Jin, who brought Arizona, the award-winning engineering marvel, the world-renowned Grand Canyon Skywalk. I'm also the author of several books. I'm the founder and mentor of the NeoThink Society, and I'm the founder of the New 12 Visions Party. The 12 Visions Party seeks to end the rule of man in order to launch the wealth of mankind. As of the year 2010, the ordinary person has not made the cause and effect connection between ending the rule of man and launching the wealth of mankind. Once that connection is made, it will be all over for the Republicans and Democrats. In their place will rise visionaries and their 12 Visions Party. The cause and effect connection between ending the rule of man and launching the wealth of mankind is surprisingly easy to make. Those who listen to me for this next hour will make that connection, and then the word of mouth begins. Most people don't know that they could live wealthy lives if not for the resurging rule of man and its strengthening ruling class. Most people don't understand what rule of man is or how it cuts their standard of living to fractions of what it could be. The rule of man has, like an infectious disease, adapted and resurged in America since our founding over two centuries ago. I'm here to tell you that in an America that eradicates rule of man, you and every person would live like a millionaire. Everyone. How? By eradicating the virulent disease killing our country and killing all countries on earth. The deadly rule of man. The rule of man is a fatal societal disease that needs to be eradicated to save our country and save our world. The U.S. Constitution came closest to replacing rule of man with rule of nearly flawless law, but there was a weak spot in the U.S. Constitution, a breach through which the rule of man leaked, a slow leak at first, but now a flood destroying the unrivaled prosperity once enjoyed by Americans. The 12 Visions Party repairs that breach with the prime law and the protection-only budget. The 12 Visions Party proposes a prime law amendment to the U.S. Constitution which would plug up the leak, now a flood of rule of man drowning America in debt, regulations, and taxes. In short, the 12 Visions Party eradicates the rule of man, thus offers the people, all the people, great wealth right away. Go to 12visionsparty.com to see how we will end the rule of man to launch the wealth of mankind. You'll be glad you did. People don't really understand the rule of man, what that means, and what it leads to. When you take the end result of rule of man, its devastation becomes very clear. Examples being the bloody regimes throughout history from a Stalin Soviet Empire or a Mao Zedong Red China to a Hitler Germany or a Saddam Hussein Iraq. The rule of law, on the other hand, can be terribly confusing because often the rule of law is, in reality, rule of man, that is, man-made laws. Just imagine the courts in a Stalin Russia or Hitler Germany. Rule of law must rise from natural law, universal laws that apply throughout nature and in any country, any civilization, across all lands and all time. Natural law reduces down to individual protection, live and let live without violating others. Our Declaration of Independence and our U.S. Constitution rose from natural law and were nearly flawless. But our founding fathers missed the most fundamental natural law, the prime law of protection, which essentially says, live and let live, and no person, no group, no government can initiate force against anyone's self, property, or contract. That prime law that outlaws initiatory force was missed by our founding fathers. All rule of man requires initiatory force. Man forcing others to obey the ruling class and their man-made laws, regulations, and rules. Self-serving laws as opposed to natural laws. I call it agenda law as opposed to natural law. Rule of man implicitly requires initiatory force. Natural law does not require and does not allow initiatory force. The most fundamental natural law of protection, the prime law, allows only self-defense force to protect oneself from those using initiatory force against him. I've brought forth that prime law and formed a political movement around it, the 12 Visions Party, or TVP for short. That prime law, as an amendment to the U.S. Constitution, would immediately patch the breach that has allowed the devastating rule of man back into our government. What exactly is the prime law? The prime law simply eliminates the use of initiatory force. All abuse of man-made laws require the use of initiatory force against its citizens. So without initiatory force, there can be no rule of man. Initiatory force, by the way, means initiating force. The prime law ends initiatory force and the threat of force. It's elegantly simple. 12visionsparty.com explains it all. Once you eradicate initiatory force, you eradicate the rule of man, and amazing things happen for the people. When you swipe away the thick regulatory and legislative rule of man in one swoop, then the pure and open freedom left behind allows entrepreneurs, businesses, sciences, technologies to soar ahead at rapid speeds never seen before. We'd experience a great technological revolution the likes of which the world has never seen. Costs of goods would drop to fractions as buying power soared. Super entrepreneurs and super technologies racing ahead unhindered would immediately start driving down prices. We've seen isolated examples of this throughout history. Consider the computer revolution of the late 20th century. Computer buying power multiplied 1,000 times as computer consumers became computer rich. Another example happened during the early car industry, when Ford Motor Company invented the assembly line. Buying power multiplied dramatically through mass production. And that multiplying buying power spread throughout other industries as the production line brought the world mass production. Standards of living soared. Even before all that were the railroads. I have an example in the TVP platform of Maverick James J. Hill, who used his transcontinental railroad along the northern border of the United States to single-handedly multiply the standards of living of many, many poor Americans. This one man would have multiplied the buying power of our entire nation if not for the interference of the rule of man and its ruling class. In these three examples, we were experiencing prosperity explosions that happen in a vacuum, fairly free of rule of man. These great prosperity explosions were eventually killed by rule of man. As we eradicate the rule of man and its ruling class, we eradicate poverty. And something else amazing happens. As technologies race ahead in all industries, as entrepreneurs, businesses, scientists race ahead unhindered, free of the thick regulatory web, the medical industry is no exception. Eradicating the rule of man, in turn, eradicates disease after disease. Costs of medicine and procedures fall. So, eradicating the ruling class eradicates poverty and eradicates disease, including making breakthroughs to slow down aging. There is yet another enormous benefit of eradicating the ruling class. This will eradicate crime and terrorism. You see, the prime law is the fundamental of protection. Imagine the full might and focus of government as a protection service against initiatory force or threat of force. First, there no longer be a deadly competition of funds between protection versus entitlements. Entitlement money buys votes so that wins out in the end, jeopardizing national security. When the government focuses on its one and only proper purpose of protection against force or threat of force, then our country will evolve the greatest protection and peace the world has ever seen, as described in the TVP platform. Exactly how we would eradicate the rule of man and end its strengthening ruling class, by the way, is described in the timeless TVP platform. That TVP platform is at tvpnc.org. That's tvpnc.org. Those are the initials for our 12 Visions Party National Committee. That's tvpnc.org. Once we eradicate the rule of man, then we eradicate poverty, we eradicate disease, we eradicate crime and terrorism. The 12 Visions world begets wealth, health, peace, which is the title of the TVP manifesto. And the title of the TVP platform is no overstatement or gimmick either. The title of the TVP platform is Make All People Rich, Including the Poor. Literally, the TVP will make all people rich, including the poor. And you see how, by reading the TVP's Get All the People Wealthy plan at 12visionsparty.com. It's time for people to begin to give notice to the 12 Visions Party and a rich America. Now, I want to touch on what many people are afraid of, the debt our country and other countries are accumulating. The TVP's protection-only budget breaks from the rule of man and adheres to the prime law. Money is budgeted to protection only, the only valid purpose of government. You have to read the TVP platform at tvpnc.org to understand why the only valid purpose of government is protection. But imagine a budget that is restricted to and dedicated to protection only. Suddenly, our budget drops well over 50%. Just that alone gets our deficits and debt under control while increasing our safety. And as you'll see at 12visionsparty.com, we will also experience a prosperity explosion as all the man-made, debilitating regulations that have nothing to do with protection, lose their power over our economy. This all begins with a psychological shift to realizing our government exists for our protection and nothing else. With even the slightest move in this direction toward the protection-only budget and the prime law, the standards of living will start to rise. Why? Because economic freedom goes up, and therefore prosperity goes up too. Then the people will begin to personally and emotionally make the connection I stated earlier, that is, in the rule of man to launch the wealth of mankind. Now, let's express this message through an unlikely metaphor using a well-known diet, the Dr. Atkins diet revolution, the low-carbohydrate diet. For 30 years, the general public mostly ignored Dr. Atkins' scientifically sound main message that sugar is the body's scourge. Instead, people followed the highly touted fat-free diets as Americans' obesity continued to explode. Finally, after 30-something years, through Dr. Atkins' writings, dieters began to, one by one, pay attention to the message that sugar was their enemy. Sugar was so physically seductive that it had been hard to avoid. But more and more dieters finally faced reality and got the message firmly in their heads that the delicious, beckoning foods rich in carbohydrates, and particularly sugar, were the foods to avoid. They got on board with the low-carbohydrate diet, and their obesity began to vanish. Now here's the unlikely metaphor. Rule of man is sugar. Poverty is obesity. For over 30 years since the beginnings of my writings and certain writers before me, it was pointed out that the rule of man is mankind's scourge that causes poverty. But today, people still follow the highly publicized major political parties as American poverty explodes. However, I've noticed, after 30 years, through my writings, people are one by one beginning to pay attention to the message that rule of man is society's enemy. Rule of man is so very seductive because of entitlement programs paid to over half our population, and because of special relationships with big businesses and big unions. Rule of man has been hard to leave behind. But as more and more people see reality and get the message firmly in their heads that the temptations of rule of man will destroy their standards of living, and, in turn, as they get on board with TVP, their poverty will begin to vanish. Remember, sugar to the body is rule of man to civilization. Sugar in the body causes obesity and diabetes. Rule of man in civilization causes poverty and tyranny. To those listening, let it sink in that your one and only scourge of civilization is rule of man. Rule of man exists and can only exist through initiatory force. The 12 Visions Party, with its protection-only budget and prime law, is the only movement that targets the scourge of civilization. Eradicate the rule of man through the protection-only budget and the prime law, and our objective is met. All people will become rich, including the poor. The 12 Visions Party is both principle-driven and consequence-driven. The principle, eradicate rule of man. The consequence, everyone becomes wealthy, including the poor. Throughout history, we've seen single-issue candidates who enjoyed surprising success. Remember Ross Perot? To simplify our involved and complex message, consider this single issue. We will make all people rich, including the poor. That's it. That's our sole issue we will be running under. Literally and emphatically, we absolutely plan to make everyone rich, including the poor. This is no political rhetoric or gimmick. For the first time, this is not some vote-gathering illusion. We expose the ruling class, unite the non-ruling class, then we end the rule of man through the protection-only budget and the prime law to launch the wealth of mankind. In short, the 12 Visions Party would swipe away the thick web of man-made regulations and nullify the many political agenda laws to set free the great technological revolution. The computer revolution was a small forerunner, a small cloud before the great technological storm. Computer buying power multiplied 1,000 times during the personal computer revolution. Everyone's buying power will multiply hundreds of times during the TVP-induced great technological revolution, making everyone rich, including the poor. The great technological revolution has never happened before. It requires the removal of the rule of man and all his controls, regulations, and bad ruling class laws. The only way to do that, to eradicate the rule of man, is to remove initiatory force with the prime law. We can start our way there with a protection-only budget. With a budget for our protection only, a budget consistent with the prime law, we quickly won't have funds for all those rule of man regulations holding back the great technological revolution. A TVP president would boldly submit a protection-only budget. Although Congress will fight it and reject it, the immediate economic benefits would be fast and furious, which will quickly lead to a great replacement program in which TVP candidates are put into office during the midterm elections. Then the pressure begins to build for the prime law amendment. When results replace rhetoric, the momentum and public support would rise quickly into an unstoppable wave that would wash over Washington. Wash over Washington and wash away the rule of man, the ruling class as we know it. Although the consequences are clear and concrete, the complexities to get there are all answered in the TVP platform, which is at tvpnc.org. That's tvpnc.org, which stands for 12 Visions Party National Committee, tvpnc.org. Also spend time at 12visionsparty.com. To save our future from crippling debt and civil unrest, to end the rule of man and launch the wealth of mankind, spend time at 12visionsparty.com. There I expose the ruling class and unite the non-ruling class. There I offer the path to a wealthy America, no longer shackled with a ruling class, no longer suffering with class struggles, no longer saturated with victims. The 12 Visions Party is for everyone in the non-ruling class. There are reasons people on the right could dislike us. There are reasons people on the left could dislike us. But there is a much stronger reason those on the right and left and all in between could love us. And that is, we have the only program that will make all people wealthy, including the poor. Our method is end the rule of man. Our tools are the protection-only budget and the prime law. I invite everyone in, liberal Democrats, religious right, all in between, every religion, race, class, the entire non-ruling class, people of all race, creed, and color, business owners, struggling poor and unemployed Americans. The 12 Visions Party is the non-ruling class unifier. The TVP seeks to make everyone rich, including the poor. Everyone who comes into the 12 Visions Party does so with the same drive and purpose, to live a wealthy and prosperous life. That's our universal common denominator. When I say wealthy, I really do mean wealthy. There's no reason to live as most of us do now. The reason we have financially stressed lives is because of the rule of man. When the rule of man subsides, the entire bogus side of government ends. Everything that does not deal with protection ends. With that, computer industry-like unhindered freedom. A great technological revolution will ensue as the world has never seen before. Costs will plunge as buying power soars. Once we all realize and agree that the rule of man is our scourge, then the steps are straightforward. The 12 Visions Party gets rid of the rule of man in two ways. Number one, it's temporary but effective, the protection-only budget. The protection-only budget will save our future from crippling debt and civil unrest. My protection-only budget breaks from rule of man and instead adheres to the prime law of protection, the only valid purpose of government. The protection-only budget limits spending to protection. But what about needed entitlements? What about needed regulatory bureaucracies? I answer those questions throughout 12visionsparty.com. In fact, I provide real answers to our economic and unemployment woes throughout 12visionsparty.com. So spend some time there. That's 12visionsparty.com. Now, the second way to get rid of the rule of man is final, permanent, definitive. And that's the Prime Law Amendment. Now again, see the Prime Law Amendment at tvpnc.org. That's tvpnc.org. When we all understand that the rule of man is society's scourge, then the 12 Visions Party becomes everyone's choice. It'll be all over for the Democrats and Republicans, who increasingly rule civilization through rule of man. As I said before, the 12 Visions Party has all the answers. When the 12 Visions Party eradicates the rule of man through the protection-only budget and the Prime Law Amendment, the result will be a great technological revolution, plunging costs, soaring buying power, and wealthy people, everyone, including today's poor. So, what we're about is very simple. Number one, the rule of man is the devastating societal disease. Number two, we eradicate the rule of man through the protection-only budget and the Prime Law Amendment. Number three, all the people get rich, including the poor, in the ensuing great technological revolution. Understanding the 12 Visions Party requires these three simple steps. Step one, grasp that the poison of civilization is the rule of man. Step two, end the rule of man with the protection-only budget and Prime Law Amendment. And step three, watch all the people get rich, even the poor. That's why the TVP platform is entitled Make All People Rich, Including the Poor. It's not hyperbole, it's reality. And that's why the protection-only budget and the Prime Law Amendment, which end the rule of man, are listed in the bylaws as the pillars upon which the TVP rests. Who will be drawn to this new political party? All victims. We will pull from the left as much as from the right. Why? This 12 Visions Party pays retribution to all victims, and all people not in the ruling class are victims. Everyone in the non-ruling class is a victim. The poor are victims. The middle class, even wealthy business owners not part of the ruling class, are victims. We're being played against each other by the ruling class. By making us enemies against each other, we don't see the real enemy, those playing God with our lives. the rule of man and its strengthening ruling class. Inner-city minorities will find the TVP movement very appealing and beneficial. Country club white Christians will find the same. The 12 Visions Party is going to pull our entire family together, the entire suppressed non-ruling class. The 12 Visions Party is the real unifier. We're all individuals, and the prime law protects the individual, the smallest of all minorities, the minority of one. As individuals, we all want the same thing, a happy, prosperous, wealthy life for ourselves and for our children and grandchildren. That common denominator is the purpose behind the 12 Visions Party. Aside from the growing and powerful ruling class, the 12 Visions Party is for everyone. Everyone. Where did the 12 Visions Party come from? Remember, I'm an author. I've written several books. 30 years ago, I began discovering a new way of thinking that I named Neothink. For over 30 years, I've researched and developed Neothink. I've written over a dozen books on Neothink. I've founded the Neothink Society with clubhouses spread across the world to teach the materials in my books. You'll see many thousands of testimonials by Googling Neothink or the Neothink Society. The Neothink movement is a strong self-improvement dynamic that has existed for 3 decades. The TVP movement has grown out of the Neothink movement. The TVP movement is a movement to improve our world. The Neothink movement is a movement to improve ourselves. Neothink is a new way of thinking in which one becomes a self-leader and much less dependent on the destructive leaders of our country today. I teach Neothink in my books. I mentor Neothink in my Neothink Society. You'll also learn a little about Neothink at 12visionsparty.com. Now consider the Neothink approach of the 12 Visions Party. The TVP weakens and ties the hands of our destructive leaders through the protection-only budget and the Prime Law Amendment. The TVP weans people from their destructive leaders. Those with Neothink are ready for this and want this. They're self-leaders and know that by clearing away the destructive rule of man and its massive web of regulations and legislation, the results will be wealth, health, and peace for all, even for the smallest and least protected of all minorities, the individual, all individuals. Because we must wean ordinary people from their leaders, from their false security blankets, the 12 Visions Party must initially grow from within the Neothink Society, from those ready to break from ruling class leaders. As you know, I am first an author. For 30 years, I have written long, in-depth books about this new way of thinking that I discovered and named Neothink. Very briefly, Neothink conditions the mind to think for itself, to see what is, and to stop depending on leaders that only create illusions and manipulate the people. Neothink enables people to become sharp self-leaders. That Neothink mentality, that self-leader mentality, applies to all aspects of life, from politics and running our country through self-leadership instead of through powerful leaders, which is the foundation of the 12 Visions Party, to business and running our careers through self-leadership for much greater monetary payoffs, which is the foundation of the Neothink Society. Whereas the TVP corrects our political structure for great prosperity, the Neothink Society corrects your job for great prosperity. The members of the Neo-Think Society are all readers of my revolutionary books. And those Neo-Think members really understand self-leadership versus being tricked into living under powerful leaders, living a subservient life under a ruling class, pushed down into an underclass. Therefore, members of the Neo-Think Society understand the vital need for the 12 Visions Party, for saving our country from increasingly powerful leaders, from an out-of-control ruling class. Members of the Neo-Think Society understand the prime law and protection-only budget. So the 12 Visions Party has the advantage of rising from my readers, from the Neo-Think Society. A point will come, a tipping point, when the TVP members begin growing beyond my Neo-Think Society and beyond my readership. Until then, growth of the 12 Visions Party comes with the growth of the Neo-Think Society, growth of my readers. Now here's where I have some very good news. Everything you see now about the 12 Visions Party by Googling us has come about from just a small fraction of my readers. In fact, I just founded the Neo-Think Society and the 12 Visions Party in 2007. And I've been very cautiously and very meticulously growing both. I first had to carefully and patiently build the foundation. Now that I've done that, I'm going to open the Neo-Think Society to a much larger universe of my readers. Those in the TVP movement are now a carefully hand-selected small portion of my readers. I have not opened the Neo-Think Society or TVP to the much, much larger complement of my readers. When I open this to the full complement of my readers, the TVP will very quickly multiply by many-fold its current number of motivated and driven members. At that time, we'll hit a momentum phase that'll be very productive. And that's coming in the very near future. As we hit our momentum phase, I plan to continue simplifying our complex message. I want our message very easy to speak and very easy to not only grasp, but to feel emotionally charged by. The way to do this is to clearly connect the cause and effect relationship between the rule of man and your prosperity. We must show how eradicating the rule of man results in standards of living beyond anything the world has seen. And the 12 Visions Party has the only tools and complete program that can successfully eradicate the rule of man. Those tools, of course, are the protection-only budget and the prime law amendment. The key when approaching the public and the media is to make all this very simple to communicate, very simple to grasp, and very easy to drive home an emotional charge. Our slogan is, end the rule of man to launch the wealth of mankind. We'll expose the ruling class to unite the non-ruling class. Eradicate the rule of man and everyone lives spectacularly wealthy lives. That will become our message to the public. But it must be believable, graspable, and emotionally charged. So initially, for now, our growth and strength comes from within our Neo-Think Society. Again, those of you in the TVP movement today represent a small percentage of my readers whom I've reached out to. I have a much larger universe of readers whom I will soon invite into our exclusive club. The TVP will benefit enormously. The TVP state affiliates have some exciting growth coming their way over the next several months. The big job of the state affiliates, New Jersey, California, Oregon, Connecticut, Georgia, Tennessee, and several others coming on board now, will increasingly be getting candidates on the ballot. The internal growth coming your way is going to be exactly what you need right now. I want to thank the national and state TVP officers and the others involved for their great accomplishment in launching the 12 Visions Party. You're part of the turning point of history. Remember, the rule of man is a person or group of persons controlling others backed by force. The rule of man is the disease of all civilizations. All fallen civilizations came at the controls of the rule of man. Let me say that again. The fall of all civilizations came at the controls of the rule of man. The rule of man kills civilization and is killing ours. Go to 12visionsparty.com. Be sure to read every word of the Get Rich Plan for All Americans. The Get Rich Plan for All Americans, including the poor, can turn this country around and save our future from crippling debt. To learn more about the 12 Visions Party movement to save our world, and to learn more about the NeoThink movement to save ourselves, go to 12visionsparty.com. I'm Mark Hamilton, and I thank you for listening today.